Hi Jenny, let me give you some information about Duncan. He was diagnosed as autistic when he was in primary school and he has been living in this home since he graduated from university. He has had some difficult periods in his life. When he was in primary school, he struggled to communicate clearly and was very aggressive if anyone touched his things. This is still a problem here, because last week he accused one of his housemates of using his bike because his bike wasn't in the same place as he'd left it. We had to explain that one of the educators had moved it because they needed to get into the garage. In secondary school, he was bullied quite badly and had to go to a different school. That school worked out well because there was a specialist centre and he was able to get help with his dyslexia and dyspraxia, and the bullying stopped.
Gosh! He was lucky to get into the secondary school with the specialised centre. And you said he managed university?
Yes, he did. But it was very difficult for him and he was suspended for a while.
Good grief. What happened to him?
Well, as often happens, some people took advantage of him. He thought that they were his real friends and he started shoplifting for them.
Oh. Not going to end well.
No, it got even worse, because then they decided to frame him and they accused him of being a sexual predator. Luckily for him, they were stupid enough to talk to each other on Facebook about their plan.
What happened to them?
The police arrested them and they were charged and convicted of criminal offence, and Duncan got to graduate.